From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Voice of Indonesia listener, here is the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo conveys ASEAN commitment to becoming an anchor in the midst of global conflict. Dubai to host businesses and philanthropy climate forum during the COP28. Those are the headlines, and now the news in details. The first news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said that currently the world needs an anchor that functions as a mediator in the current global situation. He also ensured that ASEAN is still on the right track to realize this anchor. In a press statement delivered after the closing ceremony of the 43rd ASEAN Summit in Jakarta Thursday, the president said it was important to manage rivalries and not get carried away into existing conflicts.
Saya pastikan.
I am sure that this world will be destroyed if conflicts and tension in one place are brought and used as an attraction in another place. If we are able to manage differences, we will be destroyed. If we get carried out away by the flow of rivalry, we will be destroyed. The president further explained that Indonesia, in its chairmanship of ASEAN 2023, has made many efforts to continue to maintain peace, stability, and prosperity in the region. He also always reminded the leaders present about their responsibility not to create new conflicts and tension. The second news. Indonesia Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno invited number of airlines from ASEAN member countries to open a direct flight route to Indonesia. Sandiaga Uno explained in an official statement on Thursday that Indonesia has added more direct flights from Vietnam to Indonesia. According to Sandiaga, a direct flight from Hanoi to Jakarta, Ho Chi Minh City to Jakarta, and Ho Chi Minh City to Denpasar will prompt more South Korean tourists to visit Indonesia. According to the survey done by the ASEAN Korea Center in 2022 involving 1,000 respondents, South Korean tourists often visit Vietnam, Thailand, and the Philippines. Hopefully, Sandiaga said, by opening a direct flight from Vietnam, more South Korean tourists continue their trip to Indonesia. The third news. Indonesia is ready to collaborate in efforts to deal with the climate crisis to ensure the sustainability of life on the planet. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has stated. He declared in his opening speech at the 2023 Indonesia Sustainability Forum in Jakarta on Thursday, Indonesia is playing a crucial role in lowering global carbon emission. Indonesia is open to collaboration and cooperation in overcoming global sustainability challenges. He pointed out that the climate crisis could cost the global economy as much as 23 trillion US dollars by 2050 and cause 3 million deaths annually. Therefore, he urged all countries to take prompt and collective measures to deal with the crisis. The fourth news. Youth and Sport Minister Dito Aryo Tejo in Jakarta on Thursday opened the 2023 ASEAN Youth Summit as a forum for young people across ASEAN and partner countries to discuss, negotiate, and propose policy recommendation. A+YS, being held on September 6 until 8, is part of Indonesia's chairmanship in 2023 that carries the theme of ASEAN Matters, Epicentrum of Growth. The 2023 A+YS is focusing on digital literacy and inclusion, food security, the green economy, the future of education and work, and health. The minister is optimistic that ASEAN countries would be able to surpass the success achieved by the United States and China if they were to design and realize a master plan and establish cooperation between countries. The fifth news. The UAE will become more than 500 policymakers, business leaders, and philanthropies from around the world when it hosts the Business and Philanthropy Climate Forum on December 1st until 2nd in Dubai. The aim of meeting is to advance cross-sectoral progress toward net zero and nature-positive goals, the Emirates News Agency reported on Thursday. Attendees will discuss key priorities such as ensuring a fair energy transition, accelerating technology transfer, de-risking green investment, and enabling effective nature conservation investment, it said. The forum will be held along the 28th Conference of the Parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, which runs from November 30 to December 12. The forum will be chaired by Badr Jafar, the COP28 Special Representative for Business and Philanthropy. The sixth news. Torrential rain deluged Hong Kong on Friday, leading to widespread flooding across the densely packed city, submerging streets, shopping malls, and metro station as authorities shut schools and asked workers to stay home. The Chinese Special Administrative Region saw the highest hourly rainfall since record began 140 years ago. The Weather Bureau issued the highest black rainstorm warning and said more than 200 millimeters of rain was recorded on Hong Kong's main island, Kowloon, and the northeastern part of the city's new territories since Thursday night. The threat of low pressure associated with the remnant of Typhoon Haikui has brought torrential rain to the coast of Guangdong since Thursday. The Weather Bureau said extreme conditions are expected to last until at least noon on Friday. And the final seventh news. South Korea and the Philippines signed a free trade agreement in a ceremony attended by leaders of the two countries. President Yoon Suk-yeol and Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. presided over the signing ceremony on Thursday in Jakarta, Indonesia, which took place on the sidelines of annual summits involving the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. In a press briefing in Jakarta, the Senior Presidential Secretary for Economic Affairs, Choi Sang-mok, said that the trade pact marks the fifth bilateral FTA South Korea signed with an ASEAN member, following agreements with Singapore, Vietnam, Cambodia, and Indonesia. He pointed out that the five countries collectively account for 91% of the ASEAN market. Under the trade deal, the 5% tariff on South Korean cars will be scrapped as soon as the FTA takes effect, while the tariff of up to 30% on car parts will be removed within 5 years. The top office said that tariffs on electric and hybrid vehicles will also be removed within 5 years. And that was the news.
Today's commentary is on Russia attack city in Ukraine during visit of U.S. Secretary of State. Russia's war with Ukraine has lasted more than 560 days, but shows no signs of ending soon. Until now, the militaries of the two countries are still attacking each other. Last Wednesday, September the 6th, a Russian attack on the town of Konstantinivka killed 16 Ukrainian citizens. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the attack on a market, a number of shops and a pharmacy in the town of Konstantinivka, which is located near the battlefield. He called it a deliberate attack on a peaceful city. The Russian attack took place when the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Kyiv to provide an aid package worth more than $1 billion. Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, America has sent more than $40 billion in security assistance, including weapons that Kyiv says are crucial in repelling Russian forces. Blinken, accompanied by Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, told reporters that Washington wanted to ensure Ukraine had everything it needed, not only for the success of counterattacks, but also for long-term needs, namely ensuring that Ukraine has the power for deterrence. U.S. media quoted unnamed officials as saying that Ukraine's counteroffensive was too slow and hampered by weak tactics. This criticism angered Ukrainian officials and asked the critics to shut up. Ukraine itself has been asking for more help from the West to launch a counter-offensive against Russian troops. The country has recaptured more than a dozen villages and small settlements in its offensive, but attempts to get further into Russian-held areas were slowed by landmines and trenches. Meanwhile, in response to Blinken's visit, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Moscow believes Washington's plans to continue funding Ukraine's military will wage war to the last Ukrainian. He said U.S. aid to Kyiv would not affect what he called Russia's special military operations. The war that has been going on for almost 2 years has caused countless casualties and material damage on both sides. Seeing this fact, it is fitting for the war to stop immediately. War is not a solution to a conflict, but a source of misery. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with September the 8th, 1948, the first Indonesian National Sports Week, or PON, in Surakarta. President Sukarno, who opened the event, stated that organizing the National Sport Week has a mission to show the outside world that the Indonesian, even though at that time the area is narrowed due to the Rinville Agreement, can still prove capable of holding sporting events on a national scale. The first National Sport Week, which took place from September the 8th until 12th, with the opening on September the 9th, which was later designated as National Sports Day. It was attended by 13 residencies, and residency is a form of administrative division within a province that was initiated by the Dutch East Indies government because it took place in condition of war of independence and preparation were tight. The first National Sport Week was also held very simply. Turning to 1991, the independence of Republic of North Macedonia. The Republic of North Macedonia proclaimed its independence on September 8, 1991. Previously, it was a socialist republic since March 8, 1946. The Republic of North Macedonia is a country located in the Balkan Peninsula, southern Europe. The country is bordered by Serbia and Kosovo to the north. I'll end today's history with a plane crash in Florida. 132 people died. An American airline, US Airways 427, suffered a terrible accident in West Palm Beach, Florida on September 8, 1994. As a result of the plane crash, 132 passengers were declared dead. Initially, it was scheduled to fly from O'Hara International Airport, Chicago, to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with the final destination West Palm Beach, Florida. Then the plane crashed while trying to land in West Palm Beach. Unbeknownst to the crew, the plane suddenly rolled to the left. The pilot and co-pilot tried to control the plane again by turning the steering wheel to the right. However, the plane continued to roll to the left. The plane crashed after a while. That was today in history.
Sampai rambutku.
still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia Wonder, with three ASEAN member countries in Kalimantan Island, namely Indonesia, Malaysia, and Brunei, have agreed to form the Borneo Economic Community. The agreement reached during the Borneo Business Roundtable will stimulate green economic development in the Nusantara capital city. The roundtable discussed important issues, shared info about Nusantara, the visionary new capital of Indonesia, and imagined the possibility for the new capital for neighboring countries and business communities of Indonesia. That was stated by the head of ASEAN Business Advisory Council Indonesia, Arsjad Rasjid, in his official statement in Jakarta Wednesday. Arsjad also said in the second Borneo Business Roundtable 2023, there will be a collaborative task force consisting of BEC partner representatives to improve collaboration in making a dynamic island, becoming the green economy epicentrum in ASEAN, which is built based on mutual sustainable development goals for people's welfare, environment preservation, and prosperity in general. He also explained that as leader, CEO, and stakeholder, the three nations must create an environment for inclusive growth and limitless cooperation. However, Arsjad ensured that the Borneo Economic Community initiative will not be limited to markets and programs that will exclude the micro, small, and medium businesses. Social entrepreneurs and skilled individuals who want to join BEC will give an inclusive opportunity for the business sector in Kalimantan. Meanwhile, Brunei Darussalam ASEAN BAC head Haslina Taib said BEC functions as an inclusive business association and sustainable base for companies in Kalimantan and professionals in the developing sectors. And that was My Indonesia.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
In today's Indonesia Wonder, listener, sate kere is one of the delicious culinary signature dishes from Solo, mainly made from tempe gembus. Tempe gembus is tempe that is made from fermentation of tofu dregs or leftovers from making tofu. This culinary dish is one of Solo's typical culinary dishes that is quite popular among the public. Moreover, this dish has become one of the targets of tourists outside from Solo. Sate kere was underestimated because of the ingredients that are made from leftovers, but it turns out its unexpected appearance made the sate become a very special dish. Its unique name proved to have a behind story about people's struggle during the colonial era, or kere in Javanese means poor or penniless. This was caused during the Dutch colonial era. The price of ingredients for making sate, such as meat, is very expensive, so that the native people cannot afford it. And with their creativity, they then replaced the meat with tofu dregs as an ingredient for making the sate. Since then, the name sate kere emerged. Even though the main ingredients of sate kere are made from leftovers from making tofu, sate kere has a distinctive and delicious taste. So now, sate kere has turned into a must-eat food for tourists coming from outside Solo. Tempe gembus that is grilled and then doused with peanut sauce or delicious dish but at a friendly price. Listener, it is such a shame if you travel to Solo, Central Java, without giving a taste of sate kere. Sate kere that sold for around 20,000 Indonesian rupiah for one portion containing 10 skewers of kere sate. It is because sate kere sellers are very difficult to find in other areas. That's all for Indonesia Wonder today. We'll see you again tomorrow, and this is Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany. VOA listener, today's miscellany informs you about Garut Kulit goes to New York Fashion Week 2023. An Indonesian brand, Garut Kulit, will have their debut in New York Fashion Week 2023. Garut Kulit is a leather brand from Garut, West Java, founded in 2012. In the New York Fashion Week 2023, on September 7 to the 13, 2023, Garut Kulit will showcase their leather bags designed specially for the event. Garut Kulit's exhibition will be Komodo themed, the biggest lizard from Indonesia. CEO and founder of Garut Kulit, Sumarni Rifemi, explained about why they chose Komodo.
Taruh komodo di tas itu biar
I put komodo in our bag so that the world knows that komodo exists and it is a globally recognized UNESCO heritage. I want Indonesian tourism to improve further, so I promote it in our bag.
Aku pengen pariwisata Indonesia tuh naik gitu, makin naik dengan dengan aku promosikan di tas aku.
In every collection in New York, there will be a Komodo nuance on it, while the product names are inspired from the characteristics of Komodo itself. With Garut Kulit joining the New York Fashion Week 2023, Sumarni Rifebi has a great hope for the world's opinion about Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Miscellany from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Terasa bangun dari mimpiku, tahu aku tak sendiri. Matahari pun serasa lebih cerah dengan kecup manismu. Ku mulai melangkah, ku nikmati tiap detikku dengan namamu di hatiku. Ku rasa bahagia dan hati berbunga-bunga. Kau buatku tergila-gila, tunduk hati aku setia selayaknya sihir. Kau buatku terjatuh, tapi tak berlangsung lama. Kau tinggalkan aku, kau pergi berjejak, tanya. Ayo ingat kata-katamu, kau tak akan tinggalkan aku. Ayo ingat kata-katamu, selamanya kamu hanya untuk aku. Ayo ingat kata-katamu, sayang cinta kamu segalanya. Ayo ingat kata-katamu, selamanya kamu hanya untuk aku. La 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 la.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional folk song from Papua, entitled Yaranda Yores. The song Yaranda Yores narrates how hard it is to endure longing because of parting with a loved one. The face that is always imagined after parting makes the tears keep flowing. Here is the folk song from Papua entitled Yaranda Yores, sung by Melanesia Voice.
Ya mungkin mata dia bukin mata diser, bosen ya bori, fama kaboro, beyundo naba, araman yedi, ibu ririo bonde arafabie, ya randai yores, royen bisare, ya bukin mata di.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pardon my French, now that I got your attention. I got no interest if it ain't about dancing. You better listen, I know you're on a mission. No touching, no kissing, no hugging, no lipping. Woke up in paradise, I'm seeing party lights. Say whoop, whoop, say whoop, whoop. Let's all get crazy loud. Red box on me tonight. Say whoop. I try to tell you, but you ain't tryna listen. Don't mind me, I'm over here minding my business. I'm cutting, I'm twisting, just watch me and witness. Woke up in paradise, I'm seeing party lights. Say woo, woo, say woo, woo. Let's all get crazy live. Red box on me tonight. Say woo. I'm a dance all night, cause the party never stops. That way, cause I'm saucy.
got it so loud.
No.
Na 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 na.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kekasih, ada sesuatu yang ingin aku katakan kepadamu, matahari jiwaku. Setelah sekian lama kita berdua memadu asmara, kini tiba waktunya ku mengutarakannya padamu. Oh, oh.
Of Indonesia.
Ada getaran di dada, tiku lihat kau ada. Apakah ini pertanda ingin hatiku menyapa? Namun ku teriam di sini, menatap dirimu di sana. Kini apa yang ku rasa baru tanda tanya. Siapa dirinya pemilik persona? Ingin ku kenal.
Hi, listener. Now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter, at VOI Indonesia, Instagram, at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.